Hello, this is the Midday News and I'm Nia Kaysen for English Waves. News on the case of Mathieu Valbuena's sex tape. The French footballer Karim Benzema has just been sentenced to a one-year suspended sentence and a fine of 75,000 euros. The French football player was found guilty of complicity in attempted blackmail. Four other men were also on trial in this case. The court handed sentences ranging from 18 months in prison to 2.5 years in prison. Karim Benzema will appeal the court's decision. Another case, that of the Credit Lyonnais embezzlement case. Orange CEO Stéphane Richard has been found guilty of complicity in the misappropriation of public funds. He has received a one-year suspended jail sentence. At the end of the first trial, the court cleared Bernard Tapie and his co-defendants. Will the government inflict more rules to fight against the fifth wave of the coronavirus? A health defence council was held this morning at the Élysée. The government will consider making the wearing of a mask compulsory in all establishments open to the public, even those subject to the health pass. The booster dose could also be generalised to all French people over 18 years. Renaud Muselier has left the Republicans. The president of the Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur region spent 35 years in the party, which, according to him, does not have a clear enough line against the far right. Renaud Muselier describes his decision to leave the party as final. And more generous gift vouchers at Christmas moving up this year from 171 to 250 euros. This announcement was made by the Minister of the Economy, Bruno Le Maire. These gift vouchers are distributed by companies and 8 million employees benefit from them. And finally, an orange weather warning for rain and floods in Lourdes. Météo France expects 1 or even 2 months of rain. You've been listening to the Midday News and I'm Nia Kaysen for English Waves.